And we're back. Welcome to Speak Up Las Cruces. For the next 15 minutes, we're going to be talking about a much more congenial subject, and that is cleanup and care and consideration for our public lands. And we're being joined by Bill White, Public Information Officer for the Bureau of Land Management. Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, it's good to be here this morning. I'm glad that I can get back in the studios and talk to your listeners here in Las Cruces.
Yeah, we're always glad to when you can. You got a big day coming up here at the end of the month.
Yes, actually, September is a really, really big month.
It is.
I'll get back to the events here in a moment, but I wanted to talk about National Public Lands Day in September. On 27th of September, we are inviting the public to come on out to Kilbourne Hole. Now, Kilbourne Hole is a remnant of an ancient volcanic explosion, and it was designated the National Natural landmark in 1975, and so that crater is in the desert basin there between the Petrillo Mountains and the Rio Grande here in southern Dona Ana County. It's known as a MAR, that's the pit depression from the volcanic explosion. And so what it has so many unique minerals that remain there, and the rocks and the crust from the volcanic bombs that went off thousands and thousands of years ago. So what we're doing is we're celebrating 50 years of shared stewardship with Kilbourne Hole. And so we're having a cleanup day on the 27th of September. And so we're going to provide everything that's the gloves, the trash bags, the buckets, the trash grabbers. All you have to do is just show up out there. And it's going to start at 9 o'clock and run until a little bit after noon. And the first 80 participants are going to receive a single-use public lands pass for free entry to any national park, monument, or federal recreation area in the United States. It's a U.S. pass.
And for people who haven't been there, how do you get to Kilbourne Hole? How difficult of a drive is it?
It's quite a little bit difficult to get there. But what we're trying to do now is trying to get an area at the trailhead to where people can we'll be bussing you back and forth.
Okay.
We have a lot of partners with this. The Las Cruces 4x4 Club, 4-Wheel Drive Club, is going to be out there helping, assisting us, as well as the Friends of the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks. They're going to provide lunch and water and sports drinks there, you know. So thank you to our friends.
Yeah. Well, and if I could just stop you real quick, can you also, like, before we get deeper into the logistics of that day and everything else, where exactly is this? Because I'll be honest, I had to look it up on a map. I was like, I don't even know exactly where this is.
If anyone knows where Gadsden High School is,
okay,
you take I-10 to Texas Exit Number 2,
mm-hmm.
and then you turn left at Gadsden High School,
okay,
and you start out on New Mexico Highway 28, go about 4 miles, and you'll turn right at on Highway 182, they call that Mercantile Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go about a mile, and at the first intersection there, you're going to see the Union Mercantile store on the corner. Now, this is Alvarez Street, and you continue for about a half a mile. You'll stay left at the fork and continue on a highway about 7 to 8 miles. And then you turn right on County Road A-12 and go about another 3 miles and continue for until you reach County Road 11. It's an extensive way to get out there.
Yeah.
And you'll go about 8 more miles, and you'll turn left on County Road 13 and continue about 3 more miles. The easiest way that I find people to get there is just go to our website. There is an interactive map.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And that is blm.gov, Las Cruces District Office. And you can click on the recreation for Las Cruces. All of our sites are listed there. And you'll click on Kilbourne Hole. The other way would be to click on our Facebook page. We have this flyer that I'm speaking from,
mm-hmm.
and it has a QR code. And that QR code will give you exact directions on your phone.
That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it these days.
Yeah.
But I was talking about partners. We just picked up another partner with us, and that's the New Mexico Search and Rescue Council.
Oh,
they're going to be out there about 2 hours earlier. And, you know, that's a nonprofit volunteer organization. They're the ones that do the wilderness search and rescues for individuals here in New Mexico through the New Mexico State Police Division. And they're actually going to have a, I'm not sure exactly what they call it, but they're going to practice advanced skills and use this opportunity to integrate some of the things that they use in the field. And use it as a training opportunity. And the public's invited to come out and watch this as well. They're going to talk about their drone operations. They're going to comb the desert. They're going to have a safety session on how not to flip a UTV.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good things going on out there, and that's from 7 to 7:30. And then we'll rotate around, and then the cleanup starts at 9 and runs till about lunch, and then we'll have lunch, and then after till 3 p.m. is when the cleanup ends, unless we get everything cleaned up before then.
Yeah, right.
You know, so we're lucky to partner not only with our friends group, but the 4x4 Club. But this partnership is really good now with the New Mexico Search and Rescue Council.
Yeah, terrific. And you mentioned you also have other events. I know September, obviously, it finally cooled down enough after the long, hot summer that we can get outdoors again and start enjoying it. So what are some of the other things that we've got
coming? One of the things that we've been doing in this summer months, you know, we started this back in June and July and through August. It's been very popular as we've been doing these patio chats there at the visitor center, the A.B. Cox Visitor Center at Dripping Springs. And so these kind of like a fireside chat, if you will. We've got subject matter experts that are coming about a half hour to an hour at a time to talk about various subjects. And so we're continuing that. It's been quite popular. This Saturday, the 13th, is going to be, I think, one of the most unique ones we've ever had. And our our biologist, Meredith, is going to be giving a talk on the oryx.
Right.
The history of the oryx, why it is here. Because you see a lot of the oryx, you know. I remember 4 years ago when I got here, I saw the one-eyed, one-horned oryx. We nicknamed him Olaf, you know. Everybody was trying to take his picture and try to find him until he was taken from this world. But that's this Saturday at 11 o'clock. And then we've been partnering with the Brannigan Memorial Library. They actually have bookmobiles now. They're parking their mobile bookmobile out there at the Dripping Springs Visitor Center. And so you can come out on Wednesday the 17th from 11 to 1, get you a library card, get a book, bring a book. It's just like going to the library, except it's a library on wheels.
Right.
And then, of course, Meredith is also going to have another chat on the 19th of September. And this is going to be in the evening at 6 p.m. And it's going to be on the role of fire in our ecosystem. So she's really putting together a really good chat for that. And then, of course, you know, we're going into hiking season. And
yeah,
course,
that's right.
Saturday, September 20th from 9 until 12, our friends group is going to have the first hike of the fall. So one of the docents, Tom, is going to have everyone meet at the La Cueva parking area, and we're going to set out on a hike to Fillmore Canyon.
Okay.
And you're going to learn about all the geology and mineral history on this 2.5-mile round-trip hike of the Oregon Mountains. Now, you do have to pre-register for that.
Okay, I was going to ask.
And, you know, you need to go to the OregonMountainDesertPeaks.org website. It's put on by the Friends, so the Friends need to know how many people are going to show up. And then they cap it at however many.
Sure, of course. But for the other ones, for the patio discussions,
those,
you can just show up.
Those are open to the public. Just show up.
Yep.
The Sunday, the 21st of September at 11 o'clock, we're going to have another patio chat. One of the docents from the Friends group, Don, is going to be there, and he's going to talk about native plants to our homeland. In other words, the native plants that you find throughout southern New Mexico. And then, of course, you know, the Friends group is also having their conservation land, and with the Conservation Lands Foundation, they're having and Visit Las Cruces combined, they're going to be celebrating 25 years of National Conservation Lands, and they're having a Camp OMDP, and that's going to be on the old Amador Live patio. And you can get more details at the Friends group site, OregonMountainDesertPeaks.org. And then, of course, the 27th, I just told you about our National Public Lands Day cleanup.
Right.
But I forgot to tell you that every Tuesday night of this month, and we've been doing this for about 3 months now, it is so popular. Our rangers, Don and Lance, are meeting with the public on Desert Wind Way at the trailhead of the Dona Ana Mountains. And they're doing mountain bike rides.
Oh, yeah.
Guided mountain bike rides.
Yeah.
So come on out, and this every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for a sunset mountain bike ride in the Dona Anas.
Well, yeah, so obviously a lot going on. I don't want to say that you're not doing things during the heat of the summer, because clearly you are.
Well, we've got to keep people's interest. You know, the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument is a big draw here for Las Cruces. A lot of tourists. We get a lot of people from all over. And, you know, recreation is one of the biggest things we have to deal with here in the district. And so, you know, having these events and these activities, not only does it bring people out to the monument, but, you know, it's the old adage, you know, come on out and then you tell somebody and then they'll tell somebody, and it just more and more people. The more and more people we have coming to the monument, the better we're going to be able to do things for this area. And, you know, commercialization is really, really keen right now. I mean, the monument itself is vital to Las Cruces alone with the tourism that it brings in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to ask about the – typically when you think of a cleanup as cleaning up trash, I mean, is there trash in Kelburn Hole, or is this going to be a different kind of cleanup?
Well, when you see all the desert winds that we have, everything flies in from
yeah, I didn't think about
everywhere.
That.
Right. So yeah. There's trash galore.
Okay.
And not only that, you know, recreational shooting.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be some trigger trash out there.
Yeah, sadly.
We had a project not too long ago just for one granite pit quary that in Alamogordo that was being used for recreational shooting, and it was so close to the residents' and homes. It was ricochets going off. So we did a cleanup out there and closed it off.
Right.
We cleaned up in a matter of 3 days almost 90,000 pounds
of
trigger
goodness.
Trash.
Yeah.
So looking at it, you wouldn't see it.
No.
But when you're
no.
on the ground, you will actually see a lot of trash that's out there on our public lands.
Sadly, it's not just us. Every time I go camping in Wyoming, that area is used every fall for targets, you know, sighting in your guns before hunting season.
Yep.
And, you know, you just look down on the ground and inevitably there it is. But anyway, that's why we all have to do play our part and do our role and help clean it up and keep it beautiful and pristine the way we like it. So. Bill, once again, always appreciate having the chance to talk with you and hearing what's going on with the BLM, because you always have things that can help people help themselves by helping the land and the environment. So it's all
well. It's always a pleasure to come here on KTAL, and you know, I listen to the station as well, and even when I'm sitting at my desk on Wednesday morning. So all the controversial topics, I like to chime in when I can and give give your listeners a little something where they can take a breather. But you can always find anything you want about what's going on in your public lands here in the Las Cruces District, and that is just go to our Facebook page, and it's the Bureau of Land Management Las Cruces District Office. We're the only district in the entire BLM that has its own unique Facebook page, and I'm proud to say last month I went over 17,000 followers.
Wow.
That's great.
So come a long
That's
way
awesome.
From 2,300 4 years ago.
There you go. You're almost an influencer. And we're back. And we had hoped to be talking with Nathan Small, state representative and chairman of the House Finance Committee. But he apparently has gotten tied up with other business. He was going to call us from Santa Fe. And we hope that may still be coming. But in the meantime, we are still with Bill White, who has something else going on that he wants to inform the public about as well. So this will work out for both of us. So, Bill, thanks for hanging in here with a little bit longer with us. And what else have you got going on?
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, this is kind of like a semi-exclusive here for your listeners because this hasn't been really announced yet. I was going to announce it next week.
Oh, okay.
But the New Mexico State Land Office... They are working with us on a proposed land exchange. Now, this proposed land exchange is where, if anyone's ever looked at the map of the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks, and it's like a checkerboard square.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got so much blue and yellow and pink, and So there's BLM land. There's actually state parcels in the monument, in and correct. Around the monument.
Yeah, I always say checkerboard is too uniform. It's more like if you would just throw a bunch of checkers in the air and see wherever they land.
That's, yeah, throw up the colored Legos, yeah, and when exactly. they fall to the floor, there they are. Right, it's like a right. bunch of jacks.
Exactly.
But what we've done is we've been working with the New Mexico State Land Office, and they've identified about 75,000 acres of state trust land and BLM land that we're going to exchange. We're going to swap. It's going to Who knows? We might get more acres. They yeah. might get more acres, but the swap is going to be value.
Hmm.
Okay? It's going to be apple to apple and orange to orange. But anyway, we're hosting them. They're going to be a town hall or a community meeting here in Donana County on the 22nd of September at 6 p.m. They're at the Government Services Building. So you'll have an opportunity to come out and provide your public comments at the public meeting, get more information from the State Land Exchange and, you know, the State Land Office. It actually, their mission is, they're the ones that earn revenue for public schools, universities,
absolutely.
And hospitals, you know.
That's right.
And so it's the land we're getting back from them is going to be in and around the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks. It's going to give us a buffer for encroachment and things. So it's going to further preserve and strengthen the monument. And the land parcels they're looking at is predominantly in Donana County. There's some in Luna, and there's one or two in Hidalgo and Grant that they might use
right.
later on
right.
if it comes down to it. So just want to let everyone know about the public meeting on the 22nd of September at 6 o'clock at the Dona County Government Services Building.